Well, yeah, if we have you on the phone or I'm on the air, I want to talk a little bit about Ian Feeney.
I was
and
just going to.
You're playing about our friend Ian Feeney.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you would like to share some things. I mentioned we do it between 11 and 12, but actually, we've had so many calls about her. We'll talk about her all morning long throughout the program. And I know, like me, I feel like there's never a time when I didn't know Ann. I've known Ann, at least since the late 70s, early 80s, probably longer.
I was thinking the same thing. And somebody at work yesterday said about Ian Feeney. I said, that woman you were talking about the other day who passed away, I saw that she was mentioned in some sort of an international publication online. I was looking at it online. I said, I knew she was well known, and now I'm learning how well known.
We have a tendency, and I think it's true everywhere, where people, if you've accomplished a lot, sometimes people in your own community don't realize just how well you're known throughout the world for your accomplishments. And it's not out of being uninformed. It's just natural to be that way. If you Google Ann's name right now, you'll find articles about her in Rolling Stone, Billboard, The Guardian, The Hollywood Reporter, every major newspaper in the U.S. It's amazing.
Well, you and I, because our paths have been so similar for all the years. I'm like you. I can't really remember a time I didn't know Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And probably met her about the same time as you did. I'm thinking probably late 70s. And, I always saw her, she was at all the Calliope events at that time, the Smoky City Folk Festival, and the shows they used to actually do at the original Calliope House in Manchester. And you'd see her a lot at that time. And then I guess as she became more of a national figure, she became less of a local figure. We saw her a lot less as time went on because she was on the road most of the time, playing at different places.
Yeah.
But I remember very well when I graduated, my senior year, Pitt was 90, 91 I graduated, is her doing a big rally on the Student Union steps against the Gulf War, the first Gulf War. And, she was anywhere where something like that was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like you said, she was a friend of the downtrodden and a supporter of peace and equality and things like that. And whenever something like that was happening, you knew she was going to be there.
Absolutely. And, she did a few pop-ins Saturday morning, sometimes truly pop-ins. She'd call, she'd always call first, but say, hey, I'm in town. Can I come in and say hello? And we have her Labor Day weekend in our final hour today from 2007. She just happened to pop in, and it was a lot of fun to have her there. And I still want to dig even deeper, but a lot of our archives in the pre-2000 era, they are dated, but they are not digitized. So there's a lot to look through.
Yeah, I remember interviewing her at a performance on WIP, and I also, she came down and I introduced her, but she actually brought down to WIP to perform on air was Utah Phillips.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
Which was kind of a great event, and then I was doing the interview, and as it turned out, Utah Phillips was interviewing me.
Yeah, that's. I remember that. That's a long, long, long time ago.
And then that night, I introduced them both. They were at Carnegie Lecture Hall doing a Calliope show. That's
right.
That later that night.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's a long, long time ago. She 12 recordings to her name. We're talking about Ann Feeney, and if you haven't heard, forgive me. She passed away this past week due to complications of COVID-19. On February 3rd, we'll be talking a lot about her today because this wonderful person touched so many lives and shined a light on so many issues. Whether you agreed with all of Anne's positions or not, she always was somebody to inform you and to help you understand issues. And my gosh, I'm really going to miss her so much.
And as you mentioned at the top of the show, she was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Because a lot of people that are on issue-based, they're not that much fun.
No.
They're kind of focused on issues. But she was a lot of fun. And, you know, she did all kinds of, she did a lot of novelty songs and comedy songs. And she just was a very funny and amusing person to be around because she was just an ebullient personality.
Yeah, and incredibly bright. Incredibly bright.
She was an attorney. And, you know, she was the founder of Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. And she did a lot of great things around the city, too, in addition to being a singer and songwriter and musician.
She also, as you'll hear, in fact, the song we'll play at the top of the hour will show you how prescient she is. She wrote a number of songs that would have seemed to predict the future. It's quite interesting, and I don't want to give away what will come, but you'll hear for is a great example, a song at the top of the hour that is a little harder to find, but it really shows that she was thinking ahead.
Well, I like the song about the Nintendo song.
Yes.
it seemed so at the time, but now it just seems so quaint. I'm not a gamer. I don't know much about games. My friends who have kids who are gamers and all the online things, they wear a headset and they play with people all over the world. And it seems so quaint. You would sit with a Nintendo in your living room and, you know, play Nintendo with, I guess you would play against me with your brother or, you know, against the TV itself or the game itself. But but she was always having fun with whatever was going on. She was always on top of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll remember her. She certainly is an unforgettable person. And
well, thanks. I'm really glad you're doing this today. I'm looking forward to hearing the songs and hearing a lot of memories of our old friend.